When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Welcome to the Adam Catterall TalkSport Daily Podcast. That sounds much better than that other fella's name in there, doesn't it? He's off, by the way, so you're going to have to put up with me for the foreseeable future. It was a dramatic match last night between England and Bulgaria. To start, let's hear how it all unfolded on TalkSport.
Barkley involved on the edge of the other penalty area, finds Rashford. Rashford has done really well. He's dropped the defender on his backside and fires one into the top right hand corner quite brilliantly. What a start for England.
Well, they were fairly subdued until the start of the game. Both of the anthems were booed, which was not good to see, and there has been booing of England players, in particular Tyrone Mings and Marcus Rashford.
Henderson to Trippier, back to Sterling towards the edge of the penalty area. A little give and go, and Sterling is in. It's Raheem Sterling, and it's put in for two by Ross Barkley at the far post.
Sorry, there is an announcement taking place over the public address at the moment, and the boos from the Bulgarian supporters are getting louder and louder. So it seems that is the warning which has been given to the Bulgarian supporters on the advice of the referee and the match delegate, and part one of that protocol has now been observed, and the mood of the Bulgarian supporters as a result has darkened significantly.
It's in for Harry Kane, who squares it for Sterling, and there is number four.
Well, the referee Ivan Bibek has come across to this near side now, and he and the fourth official are talking to Gareth Southgate. The volume of the booing now increases all around the Bulgarian sections of the stadium.
Kane will be able to pick it up. He's beaten one, he's beaten another. Goalkeeper comes out and he has scored. It's a comfortable win for England. They're only a point away now from Euro 2020. But the 6-0 scoreline isn't what anybody will remember tonight in Sofia 4. More racist abuse of England players, the adherence of UEFA protocol, the game at least did get to the end, but UEFA have to have a long, hard look at exactly what has happened tonight.
After the match, our man Nigel Adderley caught up with the England manager, Gareth Southgate. Here's what he had to say.
First of all, how difficult tonight was that for you and your players?
Well, extremely difficult for the players. I think we prepared as well as we could for it. Sadly, we knew this might happen. There were two things the players had to deal with. They were going into the game, the possibility that what happened off the pitch might happen, and the fact that we were on the back of a hugely disappointing result, and we had to put a performance on the field as well that got us back on track. And so for all of the players and all of the staff, the last week has been an incredibly difficult challenge. But I'm hugely proud of the way they dealt with everything before, during and after the game.
How close were you to coming off just before half-time?
Yeah, very close. And I know that for some people what we've done won't be enough. But we were in an impossible situation where we couldn't keep everybody else happy. We had to do what we felt was right for this group of players. The players wanted to stay on the pitch. They wanted to get to half-time. We were in contact with the referee all of the time through that period, and I have to say he dealt brilliantly with what was an incredibly difficult situation. All of the players felt we get to half-time, and then the half-time we you know, tactical went out the window. We discussed what we would do if, in the instance of something else happening. The reality is that if we were going to come off the pitch, then it was very unlikely we were going to go back onto it. And checked that everybody was happy with that process.
You had Greg Clark and the rest of the FA delegation virtually stood with you for the second half. Did that really epitomise how everybody was united tonight?
Yeah, we as an organisation, I think when we had finished the evening in Montenegro, we really felt we had to prepare extremely well for tonight's game. And right the way through, the FA were fully on board with what we wanted to do as a team of players and staff. So we couldn't have been better supported in that area.
And of course, I'm obviously on the sports bar with Jason Cundy, and we got stuck in to what we just witnessed in the England versus Bulgaria game. You don't get any change going forward without pioneers, without guys being brave, without people sticking their head above the parapet, without people throwing away what might happen, the consequences that might happen, when you're going to get points deducted, whether you're going to get thrown out of competitions. There's certain things in life that are bigger than football. And I know as a sports radio station, I'm saying that right now, might sound absolutely bonkers, but it is. There was a moment this evening where the England players, for me, should have gone. And that was the first moment. Never mind two strikes, three strikes. What's that all about? Saying that, oh, well, you're diluting the problem. You're diluting what you believe the problem of racism to be. It's a massive problem. It's not just a football problem. I'm not throwing the book at just football. This is a societal problem. But football is a massive platform. It's such a huge thing globally that it could have made a massive statement tonight. And there's no bigger statement than the England national football team going, right, we're not having this. We are off.
Look, tonight was a very, very grim night for football. But I'm incredibly proud to be English, incredibly proud of Gareth Southgate, incredibly proud of Raheem Sterling, Rashford, Mings, Harry Kane, all of those players out there, because that, I know how I felt sitting there watching it, and I know how I feel right now, and to have dealt with it the way that we did, I thought we were brilliant. I thought we were magnificent, because that was a bear pit there. Some of the you mentioned there about the chanting, the racist noises, I mean, the Nazi salute, I mean, that could be named to anyone. I mean, the Jewish community, anyone. That you go back and know what that actually means. You'd have to be black. That is an insult to anyone. Mm-hmm. And I felt that we went about it exactly the right way, because you can't.
Is the protocol right?
Let me ask you that. Right. It's right for now. You can't go in there having agreed with UEFA what we were going to do and then make your own laws up as it happens. You can't do that.
But it's the FA that agreed that. The players didn't agree that. The FA did. Listen, I am proud of those boys because, like you've just said, they've been asked to do something by the FA, and they've done that, and they've done it in an incredible, vociferous situation. You know, like you mentioned the word burp, it was absolutely boiling down there, especially in that first half. But if you look back through history and the times of watershed moments where things change for the better of the future, all right? For me, again, me and you are both white guys doing this show, right? But for me, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking to myself, racism is a no from point one. There's one strike. There's not a two strike and a three strike, and then UEFA might give them a £2,000 fine. Okay, but it's banged straight away.
Yeah, but you can't go making your own laws up.
Why not?
Because I'm not so sure that is the right way to go about it right now.
Let's turn our attention towards the breakfast show. Alan Brazil, Ray Parler, in cahoots. And one of their guests was a man that's familiar to a show that I do on a Saturday evening. Fight night here on TalkSport. Kicks off normally around about 9 o'clock. Just thought I'd give it a little bit of a plug. But Frank Warren rocked up to talk to the boys about this Tyson Fury fiasco going into the WWE. Now, I know you've got your opinions. But it's marketing genius, isn't it, Frank?
What can you say? He went out there to watch it, and next week he's involved in it. It's unbelievable. But listen, that's Tyson. He's addicted to the gym. He's supposed to be taking a rest and taking it easy. That he's decided that he wants to do this, and he's going to do it.
I was going to say, could we get an injury? Could the eye open up again? But they don't
Please
touch
God,
each other.
Listen, I've seen WWE fighters get in, cuts. It's, and it's the nature of contact sports, isn't it? Or contact, whatever you want to call it. It's it could happen, and I prefer that he didn't do it, because as you say, it could jeopardise his boxing career. But he's doing it, and he's his own man. He's probably following in the footsteps of Ali years ago, who fought a Japanese wrestler, and I think even Mike Tyson did a mixed martial arts thing years ago. So that's it. He's decided. But in some ways, I suppose it's keeping him focused, in keeping fit and well.
Frank, did he discuss it with you before he chose to do it, or did he say, no, I'm doing
he didn't.
It?
No. No, he didn't. He's done it. He's discussed it afterwards. he's done it. As I say, I'd be a liar if I said I was pleased with it. I'd prefer him not to do it, but he's doing it. That's it.
But being his manager and promoter, you obviously get a cut of the purse, we hope.
No, I'm not even looking at that. Even if I was getting a cut of the purse, I wouldn't be. I'm involved with him for boxing, not for wrestling.
Wow, I find it amazing.
I think he's his profile as well, Frank, isn't it? I mean, everyone's looking at profiles and how can I up my profile? And certainly, if he does well in the WWE, he will up his profile.
Well, what we call in boxing the face off, I don't know what they call it in wrestling. 4.5 million people watched it already.
Paul Hawksby here, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time to check in with Jim White and Natalie Sawyer, who were also joined by Danny Murphy. And on the phones, the one and only Mr. Jermaine Defoe came in for a little bit of a chinwag, speaking, of course, about working with Stevie G up at Ibrox and the fact that he's open to an England call-up still.
I'm loving it, as you could tell. The whole environment, like the club, everyone at the football club, you know, from like the women in the canteen that have been there for like 30 years, like the kit man Jimmy, who tells me all the stories of all the legends that play for the club, like all the players, the squad that we've got, the manager and staff, like the fans, of course, the special fans there. So I'm loving it. It's been amazing.
I mean, in the short time you've been there, Jermaine, can you honestly say that you've fallen in love with this club? Yeah,
100%. I'm not just saying it because like. It's something that you need to say. I think you can tell, to be honest. I mean, with Harris gone, and like I mentioned before, just the whole atmosphere. But like, it's just an amazing football club. And even when I've said many times that I've always known that Rangers is a massive club. But I just feel blessed that at the back end of my career to get an opportunity to play for another massive club like that. It's really special.
Ball in from Milner. Defoe! England lead! England have a goal!
Jermaine, I know he's going with youth, but this is why I love you. If Southgate was to suddenly say to you, Jermaine, come back, you would do it, wouldn't you?
100% at 37, 100%. Of course I would. I've always loved playing for my country, representing my country. It's the best feeling in the world, putting that shirt on. Something that you dream of as a kid. And I suppose that at any age, even probably when I'm retired, I'm about 40 plus, I still probably want to play for England and that. But it's just, to be honest, it's just nice to see all these youngsters come through. And you really want them to do well. And there's so many good players at the minute. And even players that weren't in the squad, there's so many young ones coming through. And it's exciting.
The new Glory Hunters podcast is available to download. The latest edition is an Anglo-Scottish affair as Celtic, with team captain Natalie Sawyer and comedian Susie McCabe in their lineup, take on Newcastle United, with the Magpies represented by skipper Bob Mills and sports broadcaster Lindsay Hipgrave. Here, Lindsay and Bob show their disdain on football fans supporting a second club. Is that supposed to be aimed at me, being my man from Blackburn that only goes and watches Manchester City? I'd tell you something, they saw me coming, didn't they? Here they are.
Ban it. Outlaw it. This is something that I've really noticed since I've been living in the South. The amount of people who have two teams. They've got a Premier League team and they've got an EFL team. There's a lot of Brighton fans that I know who have another Premier League team, which stems from when Brighton were really struggling. And obviously Brighton have now come good and risen from the ashes. And then it's like, well, what do you do when Brighton are now playing your other team, like Arsenal or Tottenham? Who do you support? It's ridiculous. You've put yourself in that situation. I don't think I should have two husbands. Well, so why would I have two football teams? You can't love both, not properly. I wish I did support another team at times. It might cheer me up.
I thought you were going to say, I wish I had two husbands.
I've had times as well.
I believe it's the one thing that unites all football teams is a hatred of that. Just very quickly, if you told someone that when you were young, you got married and you maybe had a kid, but it didn't work out and you very amicably split up and you moved on and you now have another family and you love them and you've got kids there, people will accept that.
Yeah.
We all know people whose lives that is and we all accept. But if you say, yeah, I used to be a season ticket one, but I support this other team now, then you're scum and you should be sensitive.
H&J, we're being H&J, talking about the wacky stories of the week. Here we go.
Friend of the show, TalkSport listener, Mark Carter, he sent out a tweet the other day. He said, on the bench for Hardwick AFC today, but also asked by my gaffer to bring my plumbing kit in as there's a leak in the referee's room.
Really?
It's great. Two for the price of one.
Well, that's fair enough, isn't
so
it?
So great footballing.
He couldn't charge a call out.
Well, he should have done. I'd like to definitely call out fee, Mark. Save your subs, definitely.
Now, Olivia Colman, she's going to be playing the Queen.
She's not a plumber, is she?
She's not a plumber, no.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. She's that. I wouldn't be surprised if, what's her name, who does Fleabag.
Phoebe Wallace.
Phoebe Wallace who?
Bridge.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I wouldn't be surprised if she's Corgi registered. She seems to have, she's just a complete polymath, isn't she? She'll be a heating engineer and a plumber, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Olivia Colman's husband,
possibly
who
not,
isn't a plumber,
yeah.
He pinched a roll of toilet paper from Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
And you often hear this story of people doing stuff like that, but you think, well, it's not that amusing, really. I mean, what about the next person who used the toilet? It's all very well for Olivia Colman's husband to walk away and say, look at this, I've got the Palace news... not newspaper.
Well, it might be newspaper. Do you think the Queen? The Queen is of a generation...
Sheets of the Daily Star.
Yeah, but what are you going to say then? Sheets of the Daily Star, you said,
yeah,
didn't
well,
you? Okay, just for a moment. Yes. You're working on the basis that the Queen only has one roll of toilet paper in Buck House.
Well, there might be. I mean,
No, there wouldn't be, Andy. There might be. There's not. There's probably about 10 in every toilet,
isn't
there?
You reckon, do you? Well, perhaps he took more than one. I've no idea, really. Yeah. John Barrowman is part of a group that... I think we've read about this before. They charge, you can go along and you charge for selfies, apparently. I think they were talking about this on breakfast this morning. John Barrowman was feeling fabulous after earning an estimated £100,000 from selfies with fans. He says he's been charging people up to £60 per person. In 2 days, the entertainer had 2,119 snaps taken at the London Film and Comic Convention.
You should do meet and greets, Andy. I'll be your agent. I'll just skim.
I'm about £1.50.
I'll skim 10% off the top. Meet and but the thing is, you're not a great greeter, are you? I could see somebody coming up and saying, "Oh, Chelsea were rubbish on Saturday," and you sort of, you know, you give them a mouthful of.
I'm very nice when I meet people.
Yeah, no, you are, I suppose. But
In a restaurant, and a bloke saw me, and he contacted me on social media afterwards and said to me, "Oh, I saw you. Were you in this restaurant?" And I said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I said, "Why don't you come over and say hello?" He said, "Oh, I didn't think you'd like that."
Now, Drive was hosted by Danny Kelly and alongside him was Jamie O'Hara, the perfect person to be speaking about the James Maddison situation because he's got a few anecdotes himself as Jamie. Oh, yes, wasn't all plain sailing his career, was it, boy? Here's a little anecdote.
We've all done it. We do silly things. I've done more than my fair share of stupid things. And, I actually... I took a day off once. I wasn't involved. It was the time when Wolves were trying to get rid of me. I took a day off... phoned in sick.
So you pulled a sickie,
pulled a sickie. And then I got pictured at Chester Races with a pint in my hand. So that went down like a lead balloon.
Jamie, what part of you thought this wasn't going to happen?
I don't know. You know, for some reason at the time, I thought I was, you know, invisible.
Invisible.
But yeah, I got done and I got fined heavily for it. So I paid the penalty, got on with it, and you learn from your mistakes. Maddison, the one thing with England now is we've had it before with previous managers and previous players become celebrities and become big people. Now, Gareth Southgate has kind of moved all that away, and he's got a young squad of players who, you know, are setting examples and are not getting, you're not seen in the papers, they're not out. You know, Dele Alli's one of them ones who gets seen in the papers, he's been bombed out of the squad. Examples, Harry Kane, you never see him out, you never see him pictured. So Maddison has got to quickly learn, very quickly, you want to be part of Southgate's England team, you can't be doing silly things like being seen in a casino when England are playing.
And of course, it was another manic night on the Midnight Train to Madness. All aboard!
I've got some questions for you. I came on last year with a question thing called Either or Either, but I'll call it Rather.
All right.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
They're questions, they're sort of, you know, would you either or either or, you know, rather.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Is this a game?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Go on, we'll play along. We'll play along.
Yeah. Would you rather... that's it, yeah. Dried roasted nuts or prunes in custard?
Dry roasted... What do you mean, dry roasted nuts? What am I doing with dry roasted nuts?
We all like a bit of prune in our custard, don't we?
In the sun too long.
We all like our prunes.
In the sun too long.
Do you like a prune in your custard?
I love prunes in custard.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No?
No. I prefer my prunes away.
I think Dino is.
I like my prunes away from my custard. I don't want my custard on my prunes.
What was the other option?
To just dry roasted nuts.
No, I'm not a fan of dry roasted nuts.
Give me one more, Mark. Give me one more.
All right, then. It can misconstrued, okay? Hmm. Frilly gills or a shiny blowhole?
just repeat that.
Frilly gills or a shiny blowhole?
What would you prefer, Jay? What do you prefer?
I like my prunes and custard still. I'm going to go for prunes and custard. Yeah.
That was another TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, Adam Catterall. I'll be back same time tomorrow. There's live football on TalkSport 2 tonight as Switzerland face the Republic of Ireland. Otherwise, I'll see you back here tomorrow. And you can also hear me with Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar from 10 o'clock.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.